What's up, y'all? This is Dominique, and you are listening to Season with Salt. This episode, we are talking about situationships. I did not know what a situationship was. I had to do a lot of research, and so I thought it was only appropriate to have somebody younger yet wise. And so I am proud to have here with me a guest here in the studio, not technically a studio, but my mic looks studio-ish, and that is none other than Terrell. Say what's up, Terrell.
How you doing?
Terrell is here with us, and Terrell is, how old are you?
23.
Terrell is 23, and so that is approximately 16 years younger than me. That is wild. And so he is going to be able to provide some intelligence that perhaps I cannot. And so I'm happy that he agreed to be on the show. I will admit that when I was talking to him, I told him that we were going to do a podcast around travel, but duty has called me into conversations around situationships. Actually, this is supposed to be my February 14th sort of podcast, but life happens. So anyway, let's go. Okie dokie. Okay, Terrell, I'm going to pick on you. You tell me from your perspective, you get to represent your entire generation. You get to tell me what a situationship is. First of all, because I did my research, I better hurry to say, but I learned that a large majority of millennials are in situationships by force because it's a part of the cultural context of being a millennial. Mm-hmm. So you also have to tell me if you see that to be the truth. Also, I came up with, I've read the Urban Dictionary. There are going to be some people who are going to be like, I don't know what that is. So the Urban Dictionary says that it is a relationship that has no label on it, like a friendship, but not quite a relationship. So from your perspective, what is a situationship?
So I think the easiest way to explain a situationship is that a lot of people in my generation may start to enter a talking phase with people. Mm-hmm. And within that talking phase, you're kind of getting to know someone or dating someone and potentially looking forward to a relationship. But that gap between getting to know someone and joining a relationship within our generation has expanded for a longer time period.
Oh.
Because a lot of people don't want to readily give up their freedom or the right to say that I can move in ways that are beneficial to me, regardless of how I make the other person feel. So a lot of people try to avoid the titles because once I'm your boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, then you have another level of expectation. Now you can't go on dates with other people because we're in a relationship. We're exclusive now. So a situationship is kind of birthed from, I may like you and I may want to be in a relationship with you, but I'm not ready to compromise my own freedom to do so. So that's how a lot of people fall into that situationship.
That's really interesting because I was thinking that, first of all, I had asked my Facebook community what they thought about situationships, and a lot of the older people were like, what's that? But I noticed that men and women differ when it comes to how long a situationship should last. Because men are however long it needs to last. Whereas women were when you turn 30, you need to let it go. The thing that I thought about that, though, is that a lot of older people, are in situationships now. And I personally don't think that situationships are the same as friends with benefits. Because cross-generationally, some people are just in situationships where the benefit, if you will, is time or attention. I think that
we all have somebody that we text or that like we share time with on social media that we're probably not going to get with, right? And like we navigate spaces with them because it's convenient. I think that's the same thing as a situationship. What's the problem with situationships? Like, when do you know that you have a situationship problem?
So I think the main issue that will come into a situationship is that, like you said, men and women typically have different time frames on what they expect out of a situationship. So you may have in a relationship, and it doesn't necessarily just have to be men and women. It could be two guys or two girls, or you'll have one person who is very content with how things are. Mm-hmm. Like there's no strings attached, is very free, is very go with the flow type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that, I feel like that ties into like your personality type as well. But then you may have another person who's like, okay, I was okay with the situationship when it first started because I didn't want to put too much pressure on whatever we're having, let it develop organically. Mm-hmm. But now it's 6 months down the line. Now I'm looking for an answer. Like, are we going to take the next step into a relationship, or are we just going to continue this quote unquote situationship? Mm-hmm. And in that case, a lot of people may rather come into where they will give you an ultimatum, like either we're going to get together or I'm going to back out of this because I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Okay, so I mentioned that I think that there is a difference. There is a difference between being in a situationship and having a friend with benefit. I want to know what you think about that. Are they the same thing, or are they different?
There's definitely a difference between a situationship and friends with benefits. I would say that within a situationship, you're looking at the other person as somebody that you could potentially see yourself with in the future and building a relationship out of it. But with a friends with benefits type of thing, a lot of times people enter into those type of agreements because they know that they don't want to be with the other person long term. They don't see themselves in a relationship. And it may be something where, okay, I like you as a person, like we're cool, we're friends, and I may have a sexual attraction to you, but that's as far as it goes. And I would say that 9 out of 10 times, friends with benefits doesn't work, because when you add that aspect of a sexual relationship to a friendship, typically one of the people, if not both of the people, catches feelings and wants more out of the relationship. Mm. And typically that can go sour if the other person doesn't feel that way. And you get into a conversation where one person's saying, I really like you, I think we should take this to the next step and make a relationship. And the other person is saying, well, we already talked about this. Like, this was just supposed to be us doing our thing. I told you it's not gonna go that way. Mm. And then you can build a kind of animosity towards the other person because, you know,
you think y'all about to be something.
Yeah. Not. And then when you, and like in a friends with benefits type of thing, it ties back into without the ties of a relationship or the responsibility. So if you're in a friends with benefits type of thing and you guys aren't exclusive, if you see that other person dating someone else or spending time with someone else, then you bring in the aspect of jealousy.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Let me ask you this question. There has to be something at the initial point for which the relationship starts, or the situationship starts, or the friends with benefits starts, that is a key indicator as to the direction of the path for which the relationship is going to be on. I say that because I was talking to an associate today, and the person was saying, now I don't have any context for this, I just thought it was fascinating. They were saying, yeah, when there's a difference between being on Bumble, being on Plenty of Fish, and being on Tinder. And they were talking about the difference being what the presumed outcome is. So in a very like digital day, you know, where a lot of our relationships, if not discovered via social media or dating sites, they are developed in those veins. Like, is there a way, you know, like to know right away that you are on the path to situationship or marriage or friends with benefits?
I think it definitely goes into what you said about the perceived outcome. So if you go in, let me backtrack. It starts off with what you're looking for in that particular time in your life. So if you're going into dating looking, saying, okay, I'm looking for someone who I can settle down with and potentially build with, then you're probably not going to go the route of friends with benefits because that's not something that interests you at that time. But if you're going into dating saying, I'm just looking for someone to have fun with and like meet my needs without the construct of a relationship, then you're more likely to go that route of, I just want friend with benefits. So I think it definitely goes off of what you're looking for and also your perceived outcome and what you want from the other person. And I think it's very important that you establish those guidelines up front so that you don't run into some of the issues that I was talking about before, that one person may have one set of expectation, another person has another set of expectations, and when they don't match up, then you have friction.
That makes a lot of sense. So since we're talking about friendships with benefits or friends with benefits or situationships, I guess the question for me is, now please know that this is a Christian podcast. This is about, when we talk about seasoned with salt, we're referencing a wonderful scripture in the Bible that says that our conversation should be seasoned with salt, so on and so forth. We advocate for celibacy and for remaining whole in your sexual identity until it's time for you to be married, so on and so forth. Let me just put that out there. However, Christians have to get to a point where we are not afraid to have conversations about sexual identity and sexual process and practice, because if we don't, then we're going to scare a whole generation, and we should be beyond that whole stage where there are certain topics that we can't talk about publicly because we're prude or what have you. My question is for my guest here today is, does it matter how soon the benefit is allocated? So, like, if we meet today and then I provide the benefit today, does that put a damper on the potential for this to be something beyond friends with benefits or something beyond a situationship or something more than just something? Because if we meet on Tinder, I don't know if we can meet on Tinder. I'm not sure because I'm not on Tinder. But if you meet on Tinder with somebody and then you share a benefit, like the same day that you meet on Tinder, my suspicion is that unless the benefit was mutually enjoyable for both parties, the situationship is finna not be prolonged. So I'm just wondering, like, but if it's good, then somebody might be like, I'm finna save your number. You are no longer going to be a Tinder friend. You're going to be a long-term friend. So talk to me about that process or that mindset around, I've given the benefit up early, and now I'm looking for something beyond that.
Okay, so I think that question is twofold. First, we're going to dive into the fact of whether or not when it's too soon, or if there's a such thing as too soon to give up the quote-unquote benefit. I think that definitely depends on the person and also the way that they view sex. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of double standards on what people believe is okay for men to do and what's okay for women to do. Mm-hmm. So a lot of young men will say, oh, if I meet up with this girl and she gives me the benefits right away, then I know she's quote unquote easy, or I don't want to say the other word that typically, so, because I know this is a Christian based. So I think it depends on the person, because it depends on the way you view sex and also your maturity level too, because a lot of people in my generation are starting to get away from double standards and saying that a woman should be able to do whatever a man can do and not be judged for it or slut shame. So I think it definitely depends on the person. It depends on their viewpoint on what, how they view sex, because one person may think, oh, if you give up your benefits the first day you meet them, then you're automatically going to eliminate yourself from being in contention for a relationship, because now they're looking at you in a way like, oh, if they gave it to me that easy, they're giving it to everybody, so I can't be with that person in that capacity. But then on the other hand, you may have somebody say, why even waste time? Like, let's find out right now if we have that type of compatibility or chemistry. So like, I'd rather find out now instead of wasting my time and like say 3 months down the line, now we decide to exchange benefits. And like you said, it's not good. Now you feel like you didn't waste the time. So I think it depends on, again, how you view sex and your, if you have those double standards, whether or not you believe that somebody should wait, or should they just go on all out and put it out there first time and just figure it out for themselves.
So this podcast is about seasoning discussions or topics with salt, or making them, bringing them to life, adding a little flavor. But also, I think it's important to not just assess a problem, but also to help people through situations, namely situationships, because that's what we're talking about this fine day. Terrell, I'm going to have you weigh in on this, but I think that, first of all, communication is really key. So if you are a person who is in a relationship that has no labels and you are not sure how to define it, there ought to be some things that you do. From my perspective, I think you need to ask questions. I think that the answers or actions should be contingent on answers. And I know that sometimes, like, as men, we're like, don't be asking no questions, that complicates things. And so if you start asking a whole bunch of questions, then we can get kind of like, well, I'm not messing with you, I'm not talking to you right now, because it's easier to just do the thing rather than to be getting a questionnaire about what are we. If you go into a situation where there are not any clear lines around what you are doing and how you are doing it, it's your responsibility to get those clear answers. And from my perspective, and I'm sure that Terrell will weigh in as well, if I want to be with you, I want to get a benefit from you, whatever that might be, if you're asking those questions, I am going to, depending on like what you are withholding, because I don't provide the answer, I'm going to get you that answer in some way, shape, or form. It might even be a lie, but I mean, not necessarily, but I'm saying, I'm speaking on behalf of like other people. My perspective would be that you can get an answer. I think what happens with women sometimes is that they're just like, well, I asked a serious question and now I feel like I'm breaking a rule, because I know this is a situationship. I know that we didn't start this relationship like on the marriage path, and now I'm trying to create a label for this relationship that it didn't start off with. And so I feel guilty, so I'm gonna back off my questioning for the sake of getting attention or getting whatever else that I perceive to be the benefit. So I think that like, you've got to take into consideration and take ownership for how you start the relationship, how you contribute to the fact that there is no label. And then I think that you have to open up those lines of communication. And most people will tell you right away, Like, if a person tells you, look, I just got out of a relationship, I'm not looking for nothing right now, but they still kick it with you, it still means I just got out of a relationship and I'm not looking for anything right now. It just means that I'm not gonna, that you might be able to provide me with a benefit that I don't, if it's accessible, I'm going to take. What are your thoughts?
So I would say the first thing I would talk about that situation is that, one, you don't want to assume, because if you assume things, you're setting yourself up to get your feelings hurt. Right. Because just because you think, oh, this is how I think, or this is how I feel about the situation, they must feel the same way. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily true. So I think it's very important to set some ground rules and establish what you're okay with and what you're not okay with. And also that communication is paramount. You right. need to be able to talk to the other person and let them know, like, this is how I'm feeling, this is how I'm not feeling. If you should never be in any relationship, situationship, or even friends with benefits where you feel that you can't tell the other person how you feel or what you want or what you don't want. That can lead to very unhealthy relationships and very toxic situations. So I do believe that whatever choice that you make, or whether you want to be in a relationship, a situationship, friends with benefits, or even just friendships, you need to be able to set those boundaries and set those ground rules.
Yeah. I think that the point of communication is very important. I also think that people have to be realistic about, like, how our brain works, like how we experience certain situations from a gender perspective. Like, I think from the perspective of sex, like, sex is a interaction that I believe is a gift from God that is shared within a covenant. I think when we experience sex outside of a covenant, sometimes our mind and our body only knows how to respond to that activity within the confines of a covenant. So that's why what I mean by that is that, like, you see in movies where people will say, I love you for the first time during a sexual experience. It's because it is natural for there to be some level of covenant if we are in a sexual exchange. When we're outside of a covenant, we don't really know what to do. It's easier for men to be like, this is a sexual exchange isolated from a covenant or any emotional activity. This is a nut. Like, whereas, that's, I don't know if that's inappropriate for a Christian podcast, but God bless you all. Yes, this is just real talk, right? but if you, and so women can sometimes be like planning their wedding because they had a positive sexual experience, whereas men will be planning the next sexual experience because they had a positive sexual experience. And so you're gonna have to take into consideration the way that you are wired. If you are not capable of experiencing certain activities related to intimacy because your brain does not allow you not to plan a wedding as a result of that intimacy, then you shouldn't be on Tinder. there are certain things that you should not be doing because you're setting yourself up for failure. The other thing is, like, knowing your space or your point of vulnerability, right? Like, if I'm in a vulnerable space, it's February 14th and it's night, like, I need to be careful with what I sign myself up for. Okie dokie. So thank you so much, Terrell, for spending the time on the podcast. I appreciate you coming. I haven't had a lot of guests on the show, but you are definitely by far one of the best ones. So I appreciate you coming. I'm going to actually let you close out the podcast. I want you to give your peers and non-peers advice on how they should navigate situationships and relationships and friends with benefits if you were able to give like the key to the game. You know, like you're watching ESPN and they're like, here are the keys to the game. If you were able to give the keys to the game when it comes to situationships, what would those be?
I would say the first thing, maybe the most important thing, is communication. Communication is paramount. You need to be able to set ground rules and let that other person that you're dealing with know what you're okay with and what you're not okay with, what you will accept and what you don't want to accept. And yes, there's also going to come times where you have to compromise, but you have to set that basis and move accordingly. Also, I would say that you need to understand how you are wired and know that if you're someone who catches feelings very easily, especially coming from like a sexual relationship, you probably shouldn't put yourself in a situation like friends with benefits, because it's not going to end well for you. Also, I want to stress that you guys need to recognize the red flags and don't ignore them, because a person will show you what they want better than they can tell you. And a lot of times you run into issues of where somebody's words don't match up with their actions. Mm-hmm. Their actions will tell you the truth every time. What else? Also, be able to recognize signs that you and the person that you're dealing with aren't on the same page. You understand that if you're moving a certain way and they're moving another way that don't correspond with each other, maybe you need to have another talk and reestablish those ground rules and expectations. And lastly, I would say, don't compromise your well-being just for the sake of being in a relationship. A lot of times we, as millennials, want to be in a relationship because we see that, oh, these people on Instagram or Twitter, like, these are goals and I want to be like them, so I want to be in a relationship. But don't compromise your well-being for just the sake of being in a relationship. Being in no relationship is 10 times better than being an unhealthy one.
Right.
So those are my keys to the game.
Thank you. You've already heard my keys to the game, but I'll just reiterate them just in case you didn't get them. Be holy. Don't get know who you with and why you with and what you're, and you are ultimately responsible for the relationships that you allow yourself to be in. And so, like, do if you can't. I won't say if you can't do it for, just protect yourself. And a part of protecting yourself, the Bible tells us that we're to guard our hearts. And a part of guarding your heart, whether you're male or female, I'm gonna say that in the male way in a minute. A part of guarding your heart, because the Bible is male or female, but anyway, a part of guarding your heart is knowing what your boundaries are, like not being afraid to speak up when something is not right, like having a basis for how you want to be treated, a standard for how you want to be treated, and not like moving away from that standard because of the way that somebody looks, or because they the way that they make you feel, or because of some like false standard. So you got to protect yourself. You have to remember that, like, everything that every relationship that you are in, like, has a lasting impact on your life. And so as you are inviting these relationships into your life, like, you just need to remember that you're making a life decision when you entertain certain things. And so be wise and make good decisions. And hey, make sure that your relationships are seasoned with salt. This has been Seasoned with Salt, episode 30. I want to thank my guest Terrell for joining me. And he will be back because we're going to talk about seasoning your travel. He is a world-renowned traveler himself. And so will you come back and talk to me about travel?
Yeah.
Cool. He'll be back. Thank you so much and hope you enjoy this episode.